Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub, welcoming you to the Tom Shalhoub Show. This holiday week, it's a strange week. I ran into someone in the hallway, said it feels like a Friday. I said, I don't know what day it feels like. It does not feel like a Friday to me. But I don't know, it's this very strange period between Christmas and New Year's, isn't it? But the news goes on. The president is still fighting out with this government shutdown. And it's a lot less eventful of a shutdown. We haven't seen from the press, we haven't seen all the sad stories of government workers and all their troubles. We haven't seen that as we have in most of the shutdowns. Maybe this is what's coming after the new year. I mean, we're in the fifth day of the shutdown, but it's really just the first or second day because this happened over a holiday. I wonder if the president planned that. Well, the question I have for you today is this going to work? Democrats are walking around like they got the upper hand on this issue. And I hear a lot of people on Fox News, my colleagues, discussing this issue. And they are saying that the president, they don't know what he's going to do. But the consensus around the normal analysis of this is that the president isn't holding many cards. I told you guys yesterday, I think he's got plenty of cards. Because people are used to measuring success in politics in these very traditional ways. And I'm saying that, it almost sounds weird to say it, but the old way of thinking was, you got to get your legislation passed. You've got to get bills signed and things like that. That's not the way things are happening in Trump's America. He doesn't measure success in bills passed because if he were to do that, he wouldn't have a very good track record, I don't think. So a lot of people on the Fox News panels, I was on the filling in the five yesterday, I'm going to be filling in today. People saying, well, the president has, he's bungled an opportunity to make a deal here, and he was supposed to be the great deal maker. That's the way they're thinking of it. But there's no deal to be made. Chuck Schumer doesn't want to make a deal, right? But they're treating the president as if he is the one. He's the one who's got his heels digging in. He's not going to get anywhere. Listen to this analysis. This is, I guess he is a Republican strategist. I love these Republican strategists that go on CNN and MSNBC. I never heard of them before. He basically thinks that there's no reason for Democrats to give in on this.
The Democrats' literal position is we will sign a CR when Mexico pays for the wall. Like, that's literally their starting point. And we've gone from $25 billion to $20 billion to $5 billion down to nothing. The Democrats have no reason to build a wall because unlike other shutdowns, and the last one that was probably marginally effective, or the one that was effective, is in 1995. We actually led to a balanced budget because the American people were on the side of the balanced budget. Nobody's on the side of the wall. The Republican Party is, but two-thirds of the country, there's no political will behind this.
Rick Tyler. So he says that the Democrats, their position is I'm going to play you the position once again. Listen.
The Democrats' literal position is we will sign a CR when Mexico pays for the wall. Like, that's literally their starting point.
And he thinks that's a strong position? That they are saying when Mexico writes us a check, we'll build the wall. And so he thinks the president has nowhere to go with this. And then the number he cites is two-thirds of the country is not for the wall. Where did he get that number? Now, I know I have never seen a poll that has, and if you can find one and you can show me a poll on the wall that asks a direct question, should we enforce our border or should we not enforce our border? I've never seen a poll like that. Whenever they poll on the wall, they spin the Democrats' plan, and they usually start off by saying, as you know, this is the most of the polls that on the wall, it starts off, as you know, dreamers are people who were brought here against their will by their parents. And they start with some story like that, and then they say, what would you rather see? Would you rather see a comprehensive deal, or would you rather put all the emphasis, all the money into the wall proposed by Donald Trump? And most people say, no, I think we should have somebody. They never answer the question because the question's never asked. Should we enforce the border or not? I never see a poll like that. So this guy, Rick Tyler, he thinks the Democrats are just, they have such a strong bargaining position because the president said that Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Now listen to Brian Karam on CNN. He says the wall is just a monument to Trump. Well, of course, that's the way Democrats are treating it. We won't build the wall because they've made it into a monument for Trump. Instead, the wall is a barrier on the border, and it's something that everyone agrees needs to be in place. We need to have a barrier on the border. Listen to Brian Karam.
It's garbage. This whole issue is a monument to his self-aggrandizement. It always has been. It will never stop terrorism. It won't stop drugs. We have drugs in this country because we have a demand for drugs, not because they're supplying them unwanted across the border. And it's not going to cure illegal immigration because many illegal immigrants are here because they overstay visas. What this is all about, what it actually turned out being, was a political ploy and a political issue because the Republicans believe that those people who come over illegally from the southern, from South and Central America eventually end up voting Democrat. And they want to avoid the influx of Democratic voters. This issue is the biggest crock on the agenda of the president. It always has been. It always will be.
Okay, Brian Karam says this issue is the biggest crock. Donald Trump wants $5 billion for his wall. So he wants money for the wall. Brian Karam says it's the biggest crock. I'm wondering why he doesn't just, and other Democrats, well, then if they think it's a crock, why not give him the $5 billion? In terms of the budget, it is not a huge expenditure. If it's a crock and if it's a crazy monument to Trump, why are they so resistant to giving a dime to building a barrier on the wall, on the border? He says it's not going to stop drugs. I don't think anybody thinks that a wall is going to totally stop the drugs. He says it's not going to cure people overstaying their visas. People call this show all the time. They say the same thing. Tom, most people who stay here overstay their visas. Everybody knows that. People who are for the wall, including Donald Trump, know that there are many facets to immigration in this country. So he gives two reasons. One, it's not going to cure the drug problem. It's not going to cure the people overstaying their visas. People know that. So then the next question to ask him, Brian Karam, is, okay, if it's such a big crock, why not just write the check for the $5 billion, make the deal on the rest of the budget, and then have your laugh and say, oh, this thing's just a crazy project for Donald Trump. Why is that? That's the question I have for, can you answer this guy's question? He's not going to answer it. And none of these shows they go on ask them that question. 833-852-4866 is the number. 833-852-4TOM. The president says he's just going to, he is not going to make a deal till he gets his wall.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I think they understand what's happening. They want border security. The people of this country want border security. You know, it's not a question of me. I'd rather not be doing shutdowns.
Okay, so the president says he'd rather not do the shutdown, but he's going to essentially he's admitting I'm holding this issue hostage. And he wants his money for the wall. Now, Matt, Brent in Columbus, he says Democrats have the upper hand, so I want to talk to him. Brent in Columbus, Ohio, you think the Dems have the upper hand on this issue?
I do. And the reason is it was on December the 19th, I believe. Yeah, December the 19th. The Senate Amendment 4163 to House Resolution 695 was passed on a voice vote. And what that did was it gave the funding for the six appropriation bills and extended the continuing resolution that expired on December 21st. It punted that out until February the 8th. So the Senate is on record a voice vote, so no roll call. Basically unanimous, both Republicans and Democrats in the Senate came together and had a solution. The House did not pass that. Well, about a week from now, a little over a week from now, the House will be able to take up that House resolution and pass it, the one that passed the Senate. And so then he will have a bill that passed both the House and the Senate, and that will force him to have to make a choice to actually veto this thing. In the meantime, you have TSA agents who make about $15 an hour who are currently working but not getting paid. And while they will get back pay, because furloughed back pay typically is always reimbursed, I mean, that's not a problem, but he can't let this draw out for 2 or 3 months.
Why, because the TSA agents are not getting their paychecks? That's the reason, that's the pressure? Well, what's in 4163 that you're citing, Brent? What is in it? Does he get his funding for the wall?
He does not. He does not. All it did was it solved the six appropriations bills, and it CR'd the seventh, which is the one where he wants the wall, at the $1.3 trillion. It extended that out until February the 8th. So the problem is TSA agents cannot continue to go 2 or 3 months without a paycheck, even though they're not working for free. They will get back paid. I understand that. But there's still a cash flow problem, right? You can't go to the grocery store and say, I work for TSA, therefore you should give me my groceries free until the government fixes this. At some point, those folks are going to have to make choices. That's going to put a large amount of pressure on the president, because the Senate did indeed pass this, and the House will. Nancy Pelosi, if she's Speaker, will take it up, and it will pass.
And the you're saying he won't be able to veto it and say I'm still going to hold you hostage for because of these TSA employees. Oh, you know, I don't know about these TSA employees, but there's a lot of what they call essential employees that are still working through this. It's just the non-essential guys. And what you're saying, the TSA are in the non-essential category?
No, they're essential, so they are working. They're showing up. They're checking bags at the airport, but they will not be receiving paychecks until it's settled. So even though they will eventually get a paycheck that will reimburse all of their time,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to lose any money.
I'm not sure if this TSA thing is
work,
the – I'm not sure that this is going to drive – this is going to be a factor, these TSA employees you're talking about. The reason why I don't think Democrats are standing on solid ground here is everybody knows the border. There's a problem at the border. Everybody knows that we have major problems at the border. And Democrats now are saying there is no problem and we're not going to give you any money to solve this problem. And Trump, whether, you know, you can cite all these bills, 4163 and all these different things, but in the end, Trump wants to solve the border problem, and the Democrats don't. And it's becoming more and more clear. That's why they're in trouble, Brent.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, I respect your opinion. I understand that you, as well as probably the majority of your listeners, and maybe a lot of the country do believe that the southern border is a major problem. I don't think that the Democrats, who are roughly about an equal group, view it as quite the same level of problem. And we are authorizing $1.3 trillion, which we believe is plenty enough to handle border security. So when you end up in a near 50-50 split like that, it's a lot of pressure. And I think that when you start having TSA agents who are forced to resign their jobs and go somewhere else simply because the checks don't come in, you'll see a lot of middle-class people and Trump supporters who are going to say, just pass the bill.
Thank you for the call, Brent. That's what Brent thinks, guys. The $1.3 billion, he said two things. Democrats don't think it's as big of a problem. Trump did. He ran on that. I think a lot of people in the country admit that it's a huge problem. Most people admit that $1.3 billion is not real. That's not real money for anything. They don't want to build a barrier on the border. They think that they can continue to say the president's intolerant, he's a racist, and they're going to run on that, and they're going to win races on it. They want to ignore the border problem. Most people know they're ignoring it, and this is why Trump should hold fast, and he should essentially throw a tantrum, the tantrum that Democrats are accusing him of. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be back.
Have a problem with Tom Shalhoub? Give him a call.
833-852-4866.
Let's work it out.
Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-316-4935. That's 800-316-4935. 800-316-4935.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Join us at Turtle Bay Exploration Park for incredible inventions now through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank in Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Dhanuka.
Hey, this is Coral and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shula back with the Tom Shula Show. I was asking you who has the upper hand in this fight over the border wall. Democrats think it's Democrats. Some of you think it's the president. Brett, my caller, said that he thinks it's the Democrats because in the started citing, bills 4163, there's going to be pressure from the political folks over these TSA employees. I don't think that's a factor. To me, there's only one factor. Everyone knows Democrats are now against border protection, even though they say they aren't. Everyone knows that's what the case is now. Steve in Los Angeles.
Hey, how are you? Great show.
Thanks, man.
So I think Trump has the upper hand, and I need to clear up something that other callers said.
Yeah.
I researched this, and every 2 years when Congress changes, any bills that are still pending, any legislation dies like a dog.
So
and
you
if
think
that
these,
were not.
Yeah, I mean, that's a – to me, when you start getting into the legislation stuff – this is beyond – Trump is just playing a national game with the American people at this point. But you think what, 4163, these things are going to die? Our caller Brett says that this thing is now – since it was already passed by the Senate, it's going to be passed by the House now.
They die like a dog. If what he was saying was true, we already have something passed by the House. The Senate would come back with Trump having the majority, and boom, he'd have the $5 billion. But it's not true. It dies like a dog every 2 years.
Well, plus he still has the – I mean, they could put a signed bill on his desk, and he could, and I think he should veto it and say, no, give me my $5 billion. What are they going to do then?
Yeah.
How long are Democrats going to hold out and claim, oh, this is just a vanity project for Trump? Well, if they really think that, all the Republicans have to say is, well, then just give him his $5 billion and shut up about it.
$5 billion is chump change.
And they have authorized more than that for border protection in the past. The Democrats think they're sitting pretty. I do not think they are.
Who do you agree with, me or Brett? Or Steve? This is Tom. 833-852-4866.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. So the government shutdown is in effect. Some of our callers, well, one of our callers anyway, believes that the pressure of the government shutdown is going to start mounting. And the president will be under enormous pressure. The example given was the TSA employees, so I guess they're working, but their paychecks are being held, and they're not going to. I don't know if that's the issue that's going to break the bank on the president. I don't even know if the shutdown is the best way to for the president to, you know, throw his temper tantrum. I don't even know if we need a shutdown, but it seems to be the government shutdown is really all it is a way. It's a talking point. It's a little pain that people are going through because non-essential services are being shut down, and it's something that gets national attention. How much longer can we go through this crisis of a government shutdown? It's a way to focus attention on the president's wants and needs, the wall. He has one want and one need right now, and that's his money for his wall. Democrats are refusing it. So the president is really just using this shutdown. It's obviously a manufactured controversy because, you know, it's something they had to decide on. The president said, no, I'm going to shut down the government. Like I said, when they were first shutting down the government, the president took the mantle. He used that word mantle. He took the blame, essentially, because whenever there's a shutdown, people talk about whose fault it is, and then they do polling. Who do you think is the fault? The shutdown is the fault of the president or Congress? And people decide, they usually say, is it Republicans or Democrats? Usually people say Republicans because that's the way the press always likes to play it. Oh, it's the Republicans' fault. The president took that off the table because he said, I'm the one who's shutting down the government because I want my wall money. Essentially admitting he's holding people hostage. And conventional wisdom, which our caller Brett was displaying, he was saying, look, this is what happens. You have bills that are put on the president's desk, and it's going to be enormous pressure for him to sign them. They have all the power. They have all the upper hand. And usually when the president is throwing a tantrum like this, his approval rating takes a hit. I'm sure we're going to see that. The approval rating will be ticking down because certain people will be like, oh, I'm not happy with the president. But as far as the issue goes, the president is now the guy that wants a strong border, and Democrats are now the ones that want a weak border. This will be the undoing of the Democratic Party. I think it is a terrible message that the Democrats are sending the American people, even though the people in their base hate the wall so much. Why do they hate the wall so much? Because they identify with Trump, and they think it's a trophy for Donald Trump, and they hate Donald Trump so much. Steve in Savannah, Georgia.
Tom, how are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I don't really think anybody really worries about the government shutting down on something like this, because if they worked in a real business that actually had to produce or get let go, when people get laid off in the real world, they actually don't get paid. They have to scramble for pennies. You know, you can make, you know, take home check $1,000 or whatever a week, but then you go on unemployment for $300 a week. Government employees will never have to worry about that. That's not the real world anyway.
I agree, Steve, and although, you know, we do get people calling the show and they say, oh, if you knew someone who had a job, you'd be very concerned for them. But I think in most cases, people are not worried about government employees being furloughed. I mean, they're not even being laid off. They're just non-essential. When you say non-essential government employees are being temporarily out of work and they're going to get their back pay when they come back to work, I don't think people are pulling out the handkerchiefs.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So
that's kind of a joke anyway.
If they do come back into session and they sign this bill with the new Democratic majority in the House, should the president veto it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're on his side.
Steve, thanks for the call. Let's take another Steve in El Paso, Texas.
How's it going?
Good.
My thing is that we already have a wall. We have a fence, and it should not be torn down to add Trump's wall. And, you know, it's wasted money. Number two is that it affects other government agencies like law enforcement, Federal Bureau of Prisons, people like that. They're not working, you know, because or they're working paid for it. So,
yeah. So, yeah, you do have concern about the federal employees. But the thing about the walls, we have walls where they're, you know, where they are right now. The borders along the barriers along the border are in pretty sad shape, wouldn't you say? You do need to build better barriers, don't you?
No, because I say more than 50% of your listeners have not seen the walls or the barriers that are up right now. Somebody needs to start showing that, because these things are big structures and they're well built and they're constantly being looked at by Border Patrol to making sure there are no holes or any gaps and stuff like that.
But they're the Border Patrol themselves, Steve, are the ones who are saying that there are large sections where there are good sections, and those are the ones we want to emulate, and we want to create that in the weaker sections. But the Border Patrol guys are calling for better. They want a better wall down there.
Well, it depends on what section, you know. But again, you know, it's already up. If they need to go redo it, then they need to redo it, but not with a wall. I mean, it's just wasted money. Border Patrol has all the technology you can think of in order to get the upper hand. And they don't, you know, waste any money on getting that technology. And if there's something else that they need, they'll get it. But a wall, I think the money should go to them as far as technology, but not putting up a wall. I
mean, Stephen El Paso is against the wall. He says we already have adequate barriers. The thing is that there are obviously sections, because we've seen the sections. We know, and people who haven't been down there, I've been down to the border in some sections. Some areas have very, very, very light fencing, as in it looks like a ranch fence in some areas. Between the United States and Mexico, it looks like a barbed wire fence, and you can crawl through it. You just got to get down on your hands and knees and crawl through it. It's that weak. Okay. There are some sections where, you know, there's a metal fence that looks kind of old. We've seen the B-roll of it on TV. You've seen the sections in Tijuana in that area. Some sections are pretty bad, and people climb over them. So everyone admits you need to rebuild a lot of these sections of wall. What's that going to cost? Why not get started on? And we know that it doesn't have to be from coast to coast. There are sections where you don't need a huge physical barrier. But there are sections that need to be rebuilt, that need to be reinforced. 833-852-4866. But we got a caller from El Paso. He doesn't think it's important. And Democrats don't think it's important either. We've had a couple of Democrats call here today. They say, you know, Democrats just don't think it's that much of a priority. That's true. I think that's what's going to ultimately hurt the Democrats, because I think most people with half a brain, they say, of course there's a problem on the border. And of course Democrats are not taking it seriously enough. Marty in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
I think the president is going to win on this in the court of public opinion. He may or may not get the money. I won't make that argument either way. But the longer it goes on, the more people are going to pay attention. And what they're going to see is the president, first of all, is standing up for a commitment that he made. And secondly, that's fighting for what's right for America, to secure our borders and protect our people, and the Democrats just doing nothing but oppose it. And so in the court of opinion, in the end, he's going to come out ahead on that.
Come out ahead, says Marty in Wichita. Let's take Frank in Fredericksburg. Do you think, I think you used the word the long game talking to my producer Matt, right?
Yeah, Trump is the first president in a long time, and Washington is not used to dealing with somebody like this. Even Chinese President Xi is having a problem because they play the long game, and suddenly there's a president who's playing the long game. So my point being that Trump is there on this issue for the long haul, and you raise a very good point. Just today, for example, there was a police officer killed, it was reported in California, by an illegal. So the more that this goes on, the more that the pressure is going to build. So Trump is a different animal, and nobody in Washington likes that.
Yeah, that's what every time we do analysis, you have these people who are in my business, and they are, some of them are former government officials, some of them are, news people, former news reporters who've kind of gone into the opinion business, and they do these panels and things like that. A lot of them are very conventional thinkers. They've worked in government, they've seen how it works, and they say, we know how these things work, and they kind of give you their analysis, and you think, okay, they're really smart, they make a lot of sense. But we're playing by a kind of a different set of rules now, and that's the thing. Like Frank mentioned, he says, you know, if he doesn't get the money, the issue is still alive. Americans still know that there's a problem on the border. They know the president's the one who wants the wall. They know the Democrats are the ones who don't. Thank you for the call, Frank. I want to read the president's tweet on this here. Reason for the, because a lot of people have been asking, wait a minute, why don't we get it? It came up on the Five yesterday, when Doug Schoen said, we need comprehensive immigration reform. There's that word that always comes up, right? A lot of people say to themselves, yeah, wait a minute, why doesn't he just do a deal with the DACA kids and say, look, give me my $5 billion for the wall and I'll give you these, I'll give you the DACA, however many there are, the first level of DACA people, he's going to give them some type of path to citizenship, right? People are wondering that. The president says this, the reason the DACA for wall deal didn't get done was that a ridiculous court decision from the Ninth Circuit allowed DACA to remain, thereby setting up a Supreme Court case. After ruling, Dems dropped deal. That's where we are today. Democrat obstruction of the needed wall. It is that is every time somebody makes progress on legislation or an executive order, the courts step in. And it's the story of the Trump era has been you take a step forward with either a bit of legislation or an executive order, and then the courts knock it back. The Ninth Circuit basically said, oh, we're going to deal on this DACA thing. We're going to basically say, because the president was saying the DACA people had to go. He was threatening them with, because they were in a bit of a limbo, you know, deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's what DACA means. They are illegal aliens in this country, these DACA people. We call them kids. They're not kids anymore. Deferred action. We haven't taken any action on them. The president said, oh, I'm going to take away the whole DACA thing, and now they're going to be illegal aliens. Well, everyone said, oh, this guy's so horrible. He's taking away the DACA. He's going to kick the DACA people out of the country. We did a whole show on this, and, I mean, the calls lit up. Everyone called up and said, Tom, they all have to go. Kick them out. They got to get out of the country. I thought it was going to be people sympathizing with the DACA folks. So many people calling. They got to go. They got to go. Well, anyway, the DACA thing was basically using them as a bargaining chip. And, you know, Chuck Schumer came out and said, Mr. President, it's not, they're human beings are not a bargaining chip. Well, he was making them a bargaining chip. He was saying, give me my wall and I'll give you the DACA. I'll make a deal on DACA. Well, the court stepped in and said, oh, you can't make the deal because we're a court. We're the Ninth Circuit Court and we're allowing the DACA kids to stay. David in Houston, Texas.
Shalou, I'm calling of a holiday gift, and yes. That is me totally agreeing with something you said on this subject, and that is let Trump be Trump. Give him his funding. Let him build his wall. My congressman, whose district runs into South Texas, needed a map to understand the orientation of the Rio Grande River. We've had this conversation, and whenever I bring it up, you guys run for the hills because – you know there's no logical explanation as to how you're going to build a wall along the Rio Grande River because it can't be done. But beyond that, all it is, it's just like sending troops to the border. It's just a way to appease Trump's base But I will remind all of you, he tried the same thing here before the midterms, and he got destroyed. And now the Democrats are in control of the House, and he's not going to get anything. So he can shut the government down as long as he wants until the last few remaining Republican senators abandon him. They're already abandoning him. Who does he have left? I mean, he's not a king. He's not a dictator. And without anybody in Congress supporting him, where is this going to go? I mean, I wonder what you think and what your audience think the political end of this is, because I know a Border Patrol commander with kids, been in 20 years, 41 years old, been in his first job out of college. Guess what? He's not getting a paycheck Monday. And you guys may laugh and snicker and say, oh, well, they're going to get it in a couple of weeks. Well, guess what? These people are not rich. They make 60, 70, 80 grand a year most. And they, you know, with four kids, you can't live on that with skipping paychecks. So that's what you guys are doing to these people. And I hope you do it. And I hope you do it for, I hope you, I hope
but it don't
runs
you,
into
but
like
you do,
February, March.
Although you do want them to, you think they should give him the $5 billion so he can start his wall, right? Because you don't believe the wall is, you think it's a dumb project. So, like I said, maybe that is where we agree. Just give him his $5 billion for his dumb project. He can build $5 billion of it. And then people can say, okay, we started the wall. We'll take a look at it. And if Americans think it's a big, beautiful wall and they want more of it, then they can tell their congresspeople to vote for more money and keep building it. I like that idea. Even if you think his wall's dumb, just give him the money and let him start his dumb wall. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We'll be right back.
Take Tom with you anytime. Download the podcast at TomShalhoub.com. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and
complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. Government shutdown. Do you have sympathy with these government workers? Do you think it's going to put pressure on the president? Brian in Raymond, Mississippi.
No, it's going to put pressure on the Democrats. And the Democratic in Congress just authorized to give the country of Egypt $18 million so they can promote tourism in their own country. Now, why are we giving Egypt $18 million so they can promote their own tourism? I don't know.
That is a good number, $18 million. My gosh, we've got to I got to look that up, Brian.
Yeah, well, that was just authorized. They just sent that over to them, probably in an airplane on pallets. I'm not sure. But what I called about was the government pay. All the government employees are paid on the 15th and 30th of every month. They got their paycheck on the 15th. When that happened, they began processing the work they did from the 1st to the 14th. So that means those checks have already been cut. They will receive them on December 31st. It's January 15th. If they do not get back to work, then the paycheck, no paycheck becomes an issue.
Yeah, well, so I mean, plenty of time. Brian, thanks for the call. Plenty of time on the government workers. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Dana Perino.
I think that trust is becoming the most important factor in news.
Harris Faulkner.
Our responsibility is to ask the questions that are difficult and to demand answers of those people who are in power.
With the experience I've had in working at the White House, I think I'm better able to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm part of that machinery of Fox News that works so hard to make sure that you not just know it first, but that you know it correctly.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco.